Good morning. Very glad to see you today, especially some visitors. Please greet one another and welcome our visitors as you always do. A few announcements. This is our last week with our 75 days of prayer. We want to thank all those who joined us in the saying of prayers together the last several weeks. We hope it was fruitful for you and that you felt connected to one another and God. This Tuesday at 6 p.m. will be the last session for Reverend Chase's study on the Gospel of John. Food and drink will be provided. And today is the United Methodist Women's Bake Sale. If you're looking for Val Carr's brownies, I've already snagged them. And I walked into Sunday school, and Dana said, what's that? I said, Val Carr's brownies. And she said, well, I hope you can eat them all. And I said, I'll try my best. Now, the youth are having a pancake sale, a pancake breakfast, on Sunday, April 3rd. Plates are $5, and you can buy tickets the next two Sundays or at the door on April 3rd. Let's please support our youth, and if you buy a ticket in advance, you don't make it to the pancake breakfast, that's not that big a problem, is it? This is Easter week, so we have some other services. Maundy Thursday service is 6:30. I believe that is a communion service as well. We have an Easter festival here on Saturday from 10 to noon. And I do hope you join us for Easter Sunday. At this time, please stand and greet one another and pass the peace of Christ. Please stand and join me for the call to worship. And the disciples began to rejoice and praise God, saying, Hosanna.
Hosanna to the Son of David.
Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that is coming.
Hosanna. Please join with me in the affirmation of faith from 1 Corinthians 8:88 in your hymnal or printed in the bulletin. This is the good news which we have received, in which we stand, and by which we are saved. Christ died for our sins, was buried, was raised on the third day, and appeared first to the women, and then to Peter and the 12, and then to many faithful witnesses. We believe in Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one of God, the firstborn of all creation, the firstborn from the dead, in whom all things are held together, in whom the fullness of God was pleased to dwell by the power of the Spirit. Christ is the head of the body, the church, and by the blood of the cross reconciles all things to God. Amen.
Today. Good. I'm so glad to see you. Okay, so let's talk about parades. What might we have at a parade?
Candy.
Necklaces. Okay.
That thingy that Miles has.
Actors.
Okay.
Cookies. Irish dancers.
Floats.
All right. One more.
Cars.
Okay, so at a parade, usually what they do is somebody goes by and they'll throw stuff, whether it be necklaces or cookies or candy or anything like that. Maybe some streamers. And they might even have blowers. Like that. So, who might the parade be for?
St. Patrick's Day.
Thanksgiving.
Jesus.
Valentine's Day. Okay. Christmas.
Summer.
Okay.
Easter.
Okay. So, but do you think it might be for somebody important? Like, what if we had a parade for, like, the president? For the president, there would be a lot of stuff, right? There would be a lot of Social Security, like security guards. And it's one of those mornings. It is Palm Sunday in the children's ministry world. So there's a lot of things that you would do for a parade. Well, let's think about over 2,000 years ago. On Palm Sunday, what kind of parade was that? That was a special kind of parade. What did they do for the person that came? What did they do? What did they put on the ground?
Clothing.
What else did they put? Palm branches. And what did they say? Say that again.
Hosanna to the Son of David.
Very good. They must have learned that in Sunday school today. So, but you know what? He was important. And why was he important? Because he was what? The Son of God. That's right. He was the Savior. And so that was their way of showing how important he was by the palm branches, by the clothes on the ground, all of that, and saying, Hosanna, he who comes in the name of the Lord. So think about that the next time that you are at a parade. Is it a special parade? Is it a parade that has streamers and has blowers and candy? And think about what that special parade was for Jesus when he rode into Jerusalem. All right, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for today. And thank you for your special parade. And Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen.
You to look at the prayer list in the bulletin and lift up our church members there. We know you have your own as well. We lift them up as well. Let us pray. Lord, today we celebrate and remember your entrance into Jerusalem while riding on a donkey, where many shouted, Hosanna. Humility, selflessness, welcoming all, regardless of what they have done or are doing, are vital teachings you show to us by your example of living. Your love is radical. Your love is extreme. Your love is revolutionary. Prepare within us a longing to love as you love, to put aside prejudice and judgment and show others unconditional love. We praise you and want to glorify you for all you have done for us. That should be motivation for us to focus on our faith in you and embrace all that you can bless us with fully. And now we pray the prayer our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This is the last Sunday we are collecting for the Give If You Can campaign. Today's item is cereal. A huge thank you to everyone who brought food items to donate. It has been tremendously successful. The food will be sent to 3 different food pantries here in Little Rock. Let us pray. God, it can feel overwhelming when we begin to contemplate how you have blessed our lives, how you have given so much so that we would be made whole. So in response to your love, we give. We give our money, time, ability, work ethic, passion, service, and our lives to you, because we have faith that they will be used to build your kingdom. Amen.
Father,
Please remain standing for the hymn of meditation, number 280 in the hymnal, All Glory, Laud, and Honor.
Amen. Won't you be seated, please? It's a delight to be with you on this beautiful day, even though it might be slightly chilly for us. But we unite here today, and it is our final sermon in our series on Lenten Revelations. And today we'll be talking about Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Our scripture passage comes from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 21. Verses 1 through 10. Hear these words as they are read aloud, and may they fall and rest upon our hearts and our minds in a fresh and new way. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, 'Look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us bow for a brief moment of prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us. Your children are listening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask. Amen. Who is Jesus to you? Who is Jesus to you? Holy Week has just begun today. As we journey these final moments of Jesus' life, as we grow to witness all that he will endure, we mark it by beginning with this passage about the crowds celebrating and thankful and shouting hosannas to Jesus. How the people of Jerusalem are in turmoil about all that is going on, and they ask, "Who is this?" So, who is this to you? Who is Jesus to you? I don't know about you, but it's been a strange Lent for me. It feels like it's gone by in the blink of an eye. It feels as though it hasn't been quite what I wanted in a Lent. There's some times where I've felt very attuned to God's presence throughout this Lenten season, but other moments where I've felt kind of lost, wandering, unsure of what's going on, or just oblivious and not really paying attention. The crowd here in this Gospel of Matthew is so important. In fact, you could almost cast it as a character in the Gospel of Matthew. It hears Jesus. It witnesses Jesus. It observes. It asks questions. It understands and is given inspiration, and it interacts and is fed to so many when Jesus blesses the food. And all of this has been going on. The crowd has been following Jesus throughout this gospel. They've been trying to figure out who this Jesus is. This Jesus that heals, this Jesus that welcomes, this Jesus that says wise but confusing things, this Jesus that is different. But here, in our passage this morning, it seems like they have come to a conclusion. They shout, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" Hosanna means save us. Save us. Now, when they say this, "Save us, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," we should ask ourselves a question quickly. What are they wanting saved from? Is it some problem in their life? A difficult circumstance? The truth is that it seems that the people gathered here in this crowd who were shouting, Hosanna, who were shouting, save us, are shouting this to Jesus because they want to be saved from the Roman Empire. They want their Israel back. The Israel of old. The Israel who had power, who had a place in the world and wasn't subservient to the Roman authority. The people at this time thought the Messiah would come back as a warrior king type, who would round up folks, energize folks to take back what belonged to them. Instead of being taxed, instead of being abused, instead of having soldiers around every corner, they want rescue. But Jesus has come to give something else entirely different. And in fact, the very act of him riding on a donkey into Jerusalem is countercultural, my brothers and sisters. Do you know that you worship a Lord that loves to ride on donkeys? Is that the type of king you want to praise? It's kind of strange, isn't it? Kings are supposed to be elegant, highly, royal, regal. Everything is before them. It's not palm branches, it's a red carpet with jewels and diamonds and a horse that is massive and decorated, and an army follows. But our Lord, our humble Lord, comes in on a donkey. Don't you kind of want to be there to witness how it really would have been? A first-person perspective of this activity. Because I have a question, I have a confession. I don't like parades. I think they're a little over the top, right? They're a little too dramatic. And when I was a kid growing up, I didn't really like them because, think about it. Okay, you're standing on the side of the street, and people are just continue to come by. So you only see it for a few moments. And there's always a lot of tall people in front of you, so you can't even get a good look at the float. And then most parades, especially in the big cities, end up with a lot of drunk people, right? So that turns ill. There's just a lot of, it's kind of strange, isn't it? But as we look closely at this parade, Jesus entering Jerusalem, we're drawn in, aren't we? We're drawn into the symbolism of these palm branches being trodden by the donkey. Palm branches that we have burned and turned into ash to be used on Ash Wednesday, where we make the sign of the cross on our forehead. That's kind of strange, isn't it? But we do it because it's a statement of faith. We do it as a sign of repentance. We do this as a mark that we are Christians. We do this because we believe that we are mortal. And the thing we must be fully dependent upon, nothing else in this world, is Jesus. That's where our true dependence must lie. That's where the truest sense of love and grace and meaning comes from. And so those very ashes from the palm branches trodden on the donkey, we use to heighten meaning around what it means to be disciples of Christ. The crowds must have been disappointed or didn't quite understand, and it turns out they don't understand to the point that they want Jesus gone away with by the time of the trial, because they're not the Jesus, the Messiah, they thought that he was going to be. He wanted to save them from something larger. He wanted to save them from their own depravity, their own destruction, their own hardships, their own selfishness and greed and pain. So that faith through Christ gives us the strength and power and grace we need to live. To live as God wants us to live. So the question we have to ask ourselves is, when do we shout Hosanna? When do we shout save us? It seems like when Lent started, so many people I know had crises happen in their life. Health issues, diagnoses, job issues, deaths, pain, numbness, depression, so much. It's usually in those moments when we shout to God, save us. Because the ways of the world and the darkness and the sin of our life and the muck that we're going through, it seems so very real. It's right in front of our eyes because we're experiencing it moment by moment. But the truth is, we should be shouting Hosanna every day. Because every day is a new day to claim Christ as Lord. To claim Christ as King. To claim Christ as the Messiah we want. The Messiah we need. And the Messiah we need is the one who is humble. The Messiah we need is the one that is selfish. The Messiah we need is the one who tosses away greed, lust for power. The Messiah and Lord and Savior we need is nonviolent. We shout Hosanna to be saved. And in the South and in our culture, that word saved, it actually has a lot of baggage, doesn't it? Have you been saved? When I was in D.C., I was visiting a night worship service, and I had a little small group time, a little table talk, and someone at the table shared the moment they said they were saved. I was at this place at this time, like down to the minute. And while I commend people for taking ownership and joy out of their salvation, and while the saving act of having faith in Christ is important, it does not end there, my brothers and sisters. And it does not get easier from there. It gets harder. And so what we must do is shout Hosanna each and every day for God to save us, to fill us with the grace needed in each, every day of our lives, no matter if it's a crisis, everyday life, or spring break vacation. Who is Jesus to you? Is he Lord? Is he friend? Is he comforter? Is he king? Honestly, all of the above is appropriate as we see Jesus from different points of view. Because Jesus can be whatever we need Jesus to be at any given moment. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us be standing as we sing our closing hymn, Victory in Jesus, found on page 370. If there are those who would like to come forward for a time of prayer, to reaffirm your faith, or to join the life of our church, we invite you forward at this time. What a classic. I hope that you have a loving and grace-filled Holy Week. Now receive this blessing. Go forth in the name of God, God who loves you, who guides you. May that be who you look to each and every day as you shout, Hosanna. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.